Hi, friends. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park, and I'll be right back after a quick message.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
That was Mixed Up by Hannah Montana. Hi guys, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. This is Radio Killed the Video Star. It's the show where I talk about music videos every Wednesday at 7 because I'm weirdly obsessed with them. Hannah Montana is great. She just did a 20th anniversary special. I didn't actually... I watched like... I watched like 20 minutes of it because I don't have Disney Plus. And they were playing it on Freeform because we get cable as students. No, I'm like, no. I can't like not afford Disney Plus and afford cable is what I'm trying to like tell you. No, I can't afford either. So yeah, I didn't actually watch it, but they played it on Freeform for a little bit and I like watched a bit of it and then I got bored because it was boring. I love Hannah Montana. I love the show. I love the songs even more. I say this non-ironically, I really like listening to Hannah Montana, like a lot. And I played that song in a very serious way. That was not supposed to be like a, oh, Hannah Montana's 20th anniversary. Here's another song by her. Like, no. Do you understand the song that I just played? That was mixed up. That wasn't even like, that was a deep cut, guys. That was a deep cut. Yeah, I'm not about to play you like everybody makes mistakes. Sorry, nobody's perfect. One in a million. They say that good things take time. I could have, but I didn't. Yeah, I gave you guys a deep cut just to show you how much of a Hannah Montana fan I am. And I played Hannah Montana because she really speaks to me. And this is going to sound really stupid, but I'm dead serious. I'm being so serious. Hannah Montana lived two lives, right? She was a pop star by night. She was an average girl by day. And she dealt with so much trouble in her life. She had to make these adult choices. She had to make choices. And as a child, that's something that she just wasn't prepared to do. And it was always just like her like falling flat on her face, developing too fast or feeling like she was rushing into something or not knowing when the right time to do something was. It was just, it's a very relatable thing at literally any point in your life when you need to like make a choice or when you need to When you just want the pressure to be off of you, you know, you just want to chill. And I love that. I love that. I think that it's extremely relatable and it's why I listen to Hannah Montana all the time. Lately, especially going into graduate school and going into completing my senior year here, it's just like I don't know what to do a lot of the times. And truthfully, truth be told, honestly, I sat down and I watched the Hannah Montana movie while they were showing it on Freeform, and I listened to all the songs, you know, You Always Find Your Way Back Home, like, guys, it got me, you don't understand the message, like, there is a message there, and I just, sometimes kids programming speaks to me more than, like, adult programming does, like, it's just, It's sometimes adult programming just feels like it's like ramming stuff into your head, and kids programming is just so soft. It's like, yeah, I know life is hard. And it's like, yeah, life is hard. It is. Like, I don't want to make choices. yeah, and like college is expensive and I'm stressed over money. And, you know, Hannah Montana once said, I'm mixed up. And that really spoke to me. So that's why I played Mixed Up. Like I told you guys, this is a show where I talk about music videos every Wednesday. Last week I was here. I don't even remember who I talked about. I talked about Sam Smith. Yeah, Sam Smith was great. I had a lot of fun talking about Sam Smith. Their music videos were like so cinematic, I felt. I had a great appreciation for where Sam Smith came from, and I love their older music, as I said multiple times. Was that thunder or did somebody just drop a brick? Did you guys hear that? I don't know. So yeah, that was last week. And this week, I'm going to be talking about a different artist. I'm going to be talking about Olivia Rodrigo. Because I realized while I was talking about Sam Smith that I never talked about Olivia Rodrigo. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to cover her before this is over. Like, homegirl was a moment in time. And I'm always gonna love what she did for us, which is like, she just like, how do I describe it? I love people who stand for a moment in time. Like when they were like a part of a fad and now they're like, they're not as popular now. I think that's cool. I think that's really, really cool. It's reminding me of something that I saw the other day, but I just can't remember. What's that song? You know that song that's like, la, 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 la. It's Kylie something. Crap, I can't spell. Oh my gosh, I really can't spell. I can't spell. I just wrote Kiki. Kylie Montague. that was a moment in time, like her releasing that song, because I don't know a lot of hits by her, and I'm sure people in probably other countries like know like so many hits by her. But when that went triple platinum here, it was like, oh, that girl Kylie Minogue, like we love her. And then, or Minogue, whatever. And then she like just fell off the face of the earth. And that's cool. I respect that. I love when an artist falls off the face of the earth. Yeah, I don't have a lot to say about that. And to me, I know Olivia Rodrigo didn't fall off the face of the earth, but I just like people who like represent just like just a moment in time. So I'm excited to talk about Olivia Rodrigo, and I've seen some of her music videos, not all of them. I was originally going to talk about Glee and Glee videos, but I didn't want to hurt your ears. I mean, like, no, Glee is awesome, but like you have to be a Gleek to like Glee. Otherwise, it's just like, why am I listening to covers? And I didn't want to do that to you guys. Otherwise, I would just like play the song. And I also realized that while I was watching some of the music videos for those songs that Glee covered, I was like, I should have covered these songs, like the originals. And I didn't. So that's just the way it is. I was going to like sit here and talk about my life a little bit, but it's starting to piss me off. So we're just going to like go right into it with a song that I queued up the wrong song. No, I don't want to start with that song. I was going to start with Driver's License, but I'm not ready to start with Driver's License. Like, okay, like, give me a minute. let's work our way up to this. Hold on, now I got to cue a different song. That was my fault, guys. Okay. Yeah, I was going to play... I like to, like... Whenever I talk about artists, I like to talk about songs that... I'm pretty familiar with, but I'm not in love with first, so that way I'm not too excited immediately. And it's better for all of us the way that I just like shimmy into whatever I'm gonna talk about. We're gonna start with some high energy. This is Bad Idea, Right by Olivia Rodrigo.
I haven't heard from you in a couple of months, but I'm out right now. Hotter men, but I really can't remember when. My brain goes, oh.
So that was Bad Idea, Right? By Olivia Rodrigo. And we're talking about Olivia Rodrigo's music videos until 8 o'clock. It's a shame that I have to talk about her so early because I'm graduating. Like, I would have liked more time because I'm assuming that she's obviously going to come out with more music and she's obviously going to be more mature and there's going to be so much more to discuss. But like I said, we're looking at a moment in time in her career, so it's cool. It'll be fun. Let's look at the comments first so we can just see what other people think of this music video. And then I'll walk us through it. This first one says, I love how the ex looks like he's made of fireworks, symbolizing the sparks she still feels when she's around him. But then he blows up and the place catches on fire, symbolizing how her feelings for him will only bring her destruction. I love Olivia's music videos because they all have little details like this that tell a story. Her and Petra should collab for every music video. Petra? Who's Petra? I don't know who Petra is. Sorry. Petra Collins. Directed by Petra Collins. I have no idea who Petra is. Go Petra. That was fun. Yeah, no, it was a fun music video. I enjoyed it. Any other comments? This one says, I love how when she's like, F it, it's fine. There's no other background noise or instruments versus during the build of the chorus, the background gets increasingly busy, kind of representing how we ignore the warning signs and rationale thinking before making a bad decision. I guess. I'm not sure if I, like, interpreted that exactly, and I'm not sure if that was even her intention, but cool. Like, yeah, all right. Let's look for one more. This one says, even the video clip is a masterpiece. The unsafeness you feel again from a person who isn't good for you. Hopping into the random ute. I think they used the wrong word. Being rained on, or maybe that's a word. Being rained on at night in the cold alone. A creepy looking motel, the spider on the bed, and the fireworks you feel when you see them because your body's addicted to the lack of safety they bring. So well thought out. Olivia never disappoints. I have to say, I do really like this music video for the plot that it has. I like the song also for the plot that it has. Like, it's pretty original. And it's very relatable, which is what we love so much about Olivia Rodrigo, I think. The way it's shot is fun as well. It's very interesting and it's continuous. It doesn't feel like you're getting whiplash and you can follow the entire way through. But then the other thing about it is, it's a little bit over-exaggerated and that's the fun of it. I think that's, like, what I really liked about... It's what a lot of us really liked about 2000s music videos. Like, I was talking about Smash Mouth music videos earlier because someone in one of my writing classes, they did a short story, and in the short story, he described how, like, he was looking at someone through a peephole in the door, and it looked like a fisheye effect. And I was like, oh, that's so fun. Like, it immediately made me think of, like, a Smash Mouth music video and the way that we used to record stuff, how it's, like, so over-exaggerated, but that's the fun of it. Like, that's why we make these videos, because we're trying to just, we're just living in hyperbole. And that is something that she does a little bit here, I think. That's what makes music videos so fun. We should totally bring that back. So let's walk through this music video, and I'm going to tell you what happens. The video starts with a title card, and it says Bad Idea, Right? And it's kind of skewed, which is cool, too. The text, like, kind of comes forward a little bit, and at the end where, like, the question mark is, and then, like, it moves back where the word begins. I don't it's like a perspectival if you understand art. And so it starts with her and she's looking in the mirror and she's at a party and she's touching up her makeup and her friends are also in the bathroom with her. It's pretty well lit at this party, which is something that kind of surprised me. Like, when I think of a party, I think it's like kind of dingy or something, like a youthful party. But this is a bright bathroom and these girls are in the mirror. They're having fun. They're looking at themselves and they're talking about, like, people, gossiping, love it. But then her phone starts to ring and she looks at the phone and she's like, ugh, like she rolls her eyes. And that's when she walks out the bathroom and she starts talking about stuff to people, but she's very monotone about it. And everybody's like, huh? Like they're listening, like their mouths are agape. Like, what the are you talking about, girl? There's a few cuts to, like, things that are happening at the party, which I think is fun. It's like, people are dancing, they're being romantic and stuff like that. I don't know if they're super necessary. I don't think it adds anything to the plot. But I think that what it does show is that it, like, contradicts the fact that she's not paying attention to, like, her surroundings. People are having fun around her and she's just, like, not there at all. Because she's just so enveloped in the thought of this guy who clearly doesn't want to be with her. So as she's like out the bathroom, there are some shots of the people in the bathroom, and they're like, they're mouthing the words and like singing the words to the part that's like, I should probably, probably not. I should probably, probably not. It's like her friends giving her advice, saying like, girl, don't do that. Don't text that guy. And we've all been there before. Definitely. And well, I've been there before. I feel like I've been there more than other people. Yeah. Some people, I feel like if I were to say that to some people, they're like, no, like, girl, don't do yourself like that. Like, no, you don't know me. You don't know me. I'm the first one to text somebody back. Like, I'm not scared of it. And honestly, that's my problem. Like, I should be more embarrassed. But I'm not. And yeah, it's an actual problem. Yeah, it's a bad idea, right? I totally relate to what this song is discussing. So, like, everybody's having so much fun at this party in one scene, and she's just standing still looking at the camera, and she's, like, seeing you tonight, and her friends are like, girl, it's a bad idea. Like, don't do it. She's like, seeing you tonight? No. Like, stop bringing up this man. You're really harshing the vibe. I get it. And then she goes, F it, it's fine. And that's when the chorus starts for the first time, and she is crowd surfing at this party, and she's just talking to the camera. And I love the fact that she's talking to the camera because it shows so much distraction from what's happening. Like, there's actually a purpose for her talking to the camera. You know, everybody knows that person who, like, you've gone to a party or you've gone out or something, and this person will not stop talking about, maybe not their ex, but like just someone that they're thinking about. And it's like, we're here right now. Shut up. Shut up. Yeah. And like, just don't be that person, please. Shut up. I don't want to hear about like the guy that's not here. It's not fun for me. I'm not having fun. We're not, this could be something and it's not, because you're like so in your head. Don't be that person. And that's exactly what she's showing by looking at the camera and talking to the camera the whole time. So the video keeps going on, and she's just not having fun at this party. Also, let me comment on what she's wearing. She's wearing a fuzzy sweater and a sparkly skirt, Converses, obviously, and tights. And yeah, just picture that in like a red lip. And so she goes outside while the party's going on. And this is when the music stops for a moment in the video. And she climbs in the back of this random guy's truck. She's laying on the flatbed, and it's raining at this point. And she's looking up, and the sky is above her, and the camera is like in the position of where the sky is. It's awesome. I love the way it's shot. It, like, the camera zooms in on her in the back of this truck, while this random guy is driving, and he doesn't even know that she's in the back of the truck. And then he gets into an accident, which is crazy. And it's just like, what are you doing, girl? Which is the best part of the video. You, as a person who's watching this video, feel so embarrassed for her while she's like pursuing this guy who obviously doesn't want to be with her, and is making her do these terrible things just to be with him. Like, there's no situation that you should have to, you shouldn't like somebody so much that you have to like get in the back of a random truck and then like, what happens after is, it's dusty in here. Whoa. Okay, I had to clear that. I'm sorry. That's disgusting, but I had to clear that. What I was saying is, you shouldn't have to be in some weird relationship where you have to take planes, trains, cars, buses to get where you need to go to get to this one person. They should be there for you. They should be making themselves available. She's clearly going out of her way for this. So what happens next is that she gets on a bus. It's pouring rain. And when she walks to the bus, she's like, her arms are like, she's crossed her arms, and she looks so frustrated, and she looks so like diva, so much like a teenager who's just like, what are you doing? I don't know how else to describe it. She looks stupid. She looks really embarrassing, and I love it. So she's on this bus, she's sitting in the back of the bus, and there's random people on the bus, and she's like asking the people on the bus, she's like, seeing you tonight, should I do it? And they're like, it's a bad idea, girl. They're really raising her voice to her at this point. Like, the bus driver turns around and she goes, it's a bad idea. So what happens is that like the bus, I think it like hits a stop or something, and a slushie that this man is holding launches backwards, and it like spills all over her. So then she finally arrives to her destination, and she has the slushy all over her. She takes off her sweater, and then she goes to the door, and she's at this guy's house, and she starts knocking on the door. She's banging on it. She's like... And it's so great because it comes on beat with the song. I love the way that the song plays into the video. It's very, very tasteful. It's a tasteful video, and you can tell that they put a lot of thought into it. She's waiting for this guy to come to the door, and he takes forever to get to the door, and he really doesn't ever actually do it, from what we can see. But what we do see is, like, these shots of this person, and it's not even an actual person that we're looking at. They're, like, it's the silhouette of a person, but there's, like, fireworks coming out of him. He's, like, glowing. There's not a discernible face. And she comes into the room and she lays down next to him on the bed. They don't do anything. She just lays down next to him. And then he explodes and he turns into, like, fire. And then she's just, like, there in the aftermath. And she's like, oh, like, that was weird. And then it ends with a spider, which I hate. Yuck! I'm not a spider fan. I killed a spider last night. I feel really bad about it. For all the spider families out there who are listening, please don't come for me. I'm scared. I had to do it. He was threatening my livelihood, okay? If you see a spider in your room, you know, you just gotta, like... I know everybody's like, don't kill the spider. Like, I had this whole argument with my friend about this. He was like, we should not kill spiders. Because they're, like, good. And, like, some things we just, like, shouldn't be afraid of. He was like, we shouldn't be scared of bats. We shouldn't be scared of this and that. And I'm like, obviously, if I shouldn't be scared of something rational, then I wouldn't have an irrational fear. Like, do you understand that? I hate when somebody tells me, like, when I tell somebody that I'm scared of something, I'm like, oh, I have arachnophobia. And they're like, well, you know, like, spiders are really good. And they'll kill flies. Like, do you understand that my fear is not rational? Otherwise, I would have rationalized it. That's why it's called an irrational fear. Anyways, that's just, like, it's something that pissed me off. So, a spider at the end, you know, I don't love it. And please don't tell me not to dislike spiders, because I'm going to choose to dislike it if it's something that I can't control. That was a bad idea, right? It's a wonderful music video. That is a music video that I have seen before. There are a few other music videos that I haven't seen before. I'm not sure if I'm going to talk about all the ones that I haven't seen before, but... yeah, I think it's a good introduction to Olivia Rodrigo and just the teenage dream of it all. Like, that's what she's all about. It's about, like, the relatability. So the next song that I am going to be discussing is a song that's super relatable. It's a song that I mentioned before. It's a song that I wanted to talk about, but I just hadn't gotten to it. This is Driver's License with a wonderful video by Olivia Rodrigo.
Got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. Cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs, crying cause you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs. Cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine. Forever now I drive alone past your street. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you. But I kind of feel sorry for them, cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving. and now I drive alone past your street.
Red lights, stop signs, I still see your face.
That was Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo, and we're talking about Olivia Rodrigo and her music videos until 8 o'clock today. This is actually my first time watching that music video. I talk about that song a lot, but yeah, this is my first time watching the full video. I have to admit, it wasn't my favorite. I feel kind of bad about that. I didn't love it, though. But, you know, it was kind of like, it was kind of like a debut for her, so I won't diss her for it. We're going to look at the comments again. Let's see what comments can we find that really speak loudly. This comment says, the fact that I don't even have a effing boy in my life. But this song makes me feel so painless. It's different right now. Painless? All right. What else do we have? This comment says, everyone's talking about the line, she's everything I'm insecure about, is sad. Excuse me, did you hear? And I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone, because that's what gets me. That was 5 years ago. Yeah, that song is definitely 5 years ago. I'm sorry. I had trouble reading that. I obviously had trouble reading that. I had like a lisp halfway through that second one. What else do we have? This is such a cute comment. This comment says, I've been waiting for Driver's License ever since she posted a part of it on her IG. I can't believe we saw how the song has evolved through her posts and stories. I'm screaming. I'm so excited. I'm sure this person is living right now. Okay, one more. What is this comment detailing? I had to hit the more button. This comment says, guys, number one, the blonde girl. Number two, you didn't mean what you wrote in the song about me. Number three, you said forever. Number four, the jacket. Number five, she's so much older than me. This is signs of mania. Did you know that? This is signs of psychosis. And then somebody replied to this comment saying, who is them? And then someone replied to that comment saying, the blonde girl is Sabrina Carpenter. She says, I guess you didn't mean what you wrote about in that song about me. She's referring to a song Joshua Bassett wrote about her. Well, I hate to break it to all of you right now. Joshua Bassett is gay. So it doesn't matter what he said. He's gay. So he didn't like any of you. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to say right now, and I don't know if this is out of pocket, but it'd be the gay one. That will actually break your heart. And sometimes you can tell. You can actually tell. Like, sometimes they're not out yet. And you're just like, I know you don't really like me. And that's what's killing me. You know, I was thinking about Glee. And I was thinking about the fact that Lea Michele, I think she liked Jonathan, is his last name Groff? Jonathan, Jonathan Groff. What the heck is a Groff? That sounds bad. Jonathan Groff. Yeah. I did Lea Michele like Jonathan Groff? And if she didn't, I think she's lying. Because I'm going to Google it right now. Because I'm like, the fact that they had this, like, this relationship on the show, I don't believe that anybody can have a relationship in a show or a movie and just, like, not actually feel something, unless they're, like, ugly. Like, I just don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. It says they had an intense loving bond. Yes, I knew it! I knew it! It's a girl thing. It's actually a girl thing. This says, this is what Google AI is saying, so it must be true. Google is saying, no, Lea Michele and Jonathan Groff never officially dated, but they shared an intense loving bond and were best friends who, quote-unquote, fell in love. They star... Oh, I can't read. While starring in Broadway's Spring Awakening, While Michelle harbored romantic feelings for him at the time, their relationship remained platonic and deepened into a lifelong friendship. It's a girl thing to fall for the gay man that you spend a bunch of time with. Has anybody seen the movie Naomi and Eli's No Kiss List? That is a deep cut. That is a very deep cut. And if you have, don't text me, don't DM me, don't call me. I need you to send me an email. Send me an email, and I need it to say, I need it to have the subject, me too. And then I need you to list a bunch of things that you thought while watching that movie. Because that movie is it was a thing, and it was really weird, and it was crazy, and I watched it one night with my friend in studio, and we could not stop laughing. It was not our first, it was her first time watching it, but it was not my first time watching it, and that movie is just so crazy. It's about this girl who is in love with her best friend who's gay, and she just, like, cannot get over that fact, and it's just so awful. It's, the stuff that happens in that movie is crazy. It's crazy, but it's a thing. It's really a thing. Like, what is it about that? And I'm saying this because it relates to Olivia Rodrigo and the fact that she was so obsessed, clearly, with Joshua Bassett. And he just ended up coming out as gay. Like, I don't know. Is it a thing that, like, maybe, like... This is, I'm not even going to say what I was thinking. But, like, what is that? What is that? That, like... I think it's because... I'll tell you what it is, actually. It's the fact that straight men don't show enough interest in women lately. Let's break this down, actually. Let's get into it. Let's talk about it. Screw the music video. Let's actually talk about it. Let's talk about what I'm feeling about this. Okay. The way that I feel is that being a straight man has, like, developed into, you know, the manosphere culture, even though some people, like, haven't, even some people are like there's liberal men, but they're performatively liberal, they're not actually liberal, and this is the theory that I have, and I'm like I'm putting my fingers together, that, like, it has become to straight men possibly gay to like women. Fellas, is it gay to like your wife? And, like, I think that men just don't act on it enough. Like, they, like, do you want to be, like, they're not friends with their wife. They're not friends with their girlfriends enough. They're not friends with the women that they like enough. They're like, it's not cool to like a girl. And, like, when men do it, when gay men do it, straight women fall for the gay men. And it's like, wait, he's gay. Is this a crazy thing? I don't know if I'm saying something crazy right now, but I feel like it definitely exists, and I've seen it so much, and personally, I think it's happened to me a few times. Like, it's just the fact that gay men show affection and interest in women that straight men don't, and they're, like, scared that being friends with a woman is, like, gay, and it's not. You just like a woman. Which is why I said, fellas, is it gay to fellas? Bros? Bro? No, that's not what I'm looking for. What word am I looking for? fellas. I don't like fellas. I feel like your uncle or something. Folks? No, not folks. We're gonna get to this. No, I want to say dude. That's not it either. Fellas. I'm stuck on fellas. Whatever. That's why I'm like, fellas, is it gay to like your wife? To be friends with your wife? Is it gay to talk to your wife? No, it's not. and even if it was, I mean, it's fine, but like, you're not. So I'm going on a tangent. And I haven't even talked about the music video, and like, I don't have enough time. This is a real thing that we need to stop this. If you're a straight man and you're listening to this and you're thinking that it's cool to like ice out a woman, it's not. Like, just be her friend. Just be her friend. I feel like straight men just aren't friends with the women that they like enough. It's really weird. Like, what is this romance of hating somebody lately? Maybe like it's been so like romanticized by like television and movie culture, this like enemies to lovers sort of thing. Like, we're supposed to hate each other so much that like eventually we're just gonna like have so much passion, and like that's not a thing, okay? I don't like you. well that's what that's doing. Yeah, and like, it's never mind. I was, you know, no, let's just wrap this up. I was about to keep going, but matter of fact, let's wrap this up. I didn't even discuss the driver's license music video. I discussed a little bit of the song, and you know, that's all you need to know. Music video wasn't too crazy. It was nothing insane. I don't think it would have added anything if I were to discuss it, like, too much. You know, I've seen the Good For You music video. Let's talk about a more exciting music video so I don't leave on a terrible note, because I'm just, like, I guess I'm, like, I'm not in... I'm not in the mindset that I need to be in today safely to continue this discussion, whatever I'm trying to say. This is Get Him Back by Olivia Rodrigo.
Wait, is this a song?
I met a guy in the summer and I left him in the spring. He argued with me about everything. He had an ego and a temper and a wandering eye. He said he's 6'2" and I'm like, dude, nice try. But he was so much fun. Trash, cause I miss the way he kisses and the way he made me laugh. Yeah, I pour my little heart out, but as I'm hitting send, I picture all the faces of my disappointed friends. Because everyone knew that guy was missing a screw. He said I was the only girl, but that just wasn't the truth. And when I told him how he hurt me, he told me I was tripping. But I am my father's daughter, so maybe I could fix him. His face with an uppercut. I wanna meet his mom just to tell her her son sucks. I wanna key his car. I wanna make him lunch. I wanna break his heart, stitch it right back up. I wanna kiss his face with an uppercut. I wanna meet his mom and tell her her son sucks. Yeah.
I wanna get him back. I wanna make him really jealous. Wanna make him feel bad. I wanna get him back. I said I can't really.
That was Getting Back by Olivia Rodrigo, and we're talking about Olivia Rodrigo and her music videos until 8 o'clock. I'm sorry that I went on that tangent that last moment. I got too deep into it. If you can't tell, obviously there's something going on with me right now. Sometimes I don't really realize what's happening until I, like, get in here and I start talking. And what really sucks is that I don't get into a flow until, like, 30 minutes in, and then it's almost over. And it's like, what? Like, I could have done more. Like, what? You know? it upsets me. It really upsets me. Because then I get into my comfort zone. I'm really here. Like, I'm here. I'm in it. I'm... Yeah. Whatever. Comments. Let's look at comments for the music video first. Then we'll talk really quickly. this says entirely shot on the new iPhone 15 Pro. Was it? Was it really? Oh my gosh, it was. That's insane. But you know what? You can tell. I'm not even gonna hold you. You can tell. You could actually tell it was shot. Like, but I don't mind that this was like an iPhone ad. Like, I don't love the ad thing. Like when Tyla made her music video for water, a sponsor for water. Girl, that pissed me off. That was mad corny. That was mad corny, dog. Please don't do that again. But I actually don't mind this just because, like, I think this speaks to, like, the teen sensation of it. And I think it's cute. I think it works. The thing that I didn't like about Tyla is that it wasn't even for, like, a cool water. Like, it was for, like, it wasn't for, like, smart water or for, like, I don't know, Aquafina or whatever. It was this, like, random obscure water brand I never heard of in my life. Like, whose cousin did you convince that you had to do this? Or did they convince you had to do this? Whatever. Okay, let's talk about this video. Let's run through it really quickly. The fun of this music video is that it's shot kind of, like, continuously, and it, like, walks with her around a room. But the plot of what's happening is that, like, she's talking to the camera the entire time as she's doing things, but as she's doing different things, like, a new version of her will show up around the room. So there's, like, 15 different versions of her walking around the room doing a bunch of different things as she's, like, as one of her is, like, singing to the camera in every scene. It's a lot of chaos going on in a lot of the different scenes. At some points, the editing, I can definitely tell it was filmed on an iPhone. Like, it kind of has this, like, what is that called? Where, like, motion tracking, where it's, like, only her head is moving, but, like, the rest of the background is still. I don't know. I don't usually love that in a music video, just because I think it's kind of weird, and it makes you look like a bobblehead. Yeah, she looks like a hula girl, or like a dog on a dashboard or whatever. It's just, it's not the best, but I think that it's fun and it's cool in the way that the music video is shot. You can just definitely tell that it was shot on an iPhone. Like, the editing looks not the best considering, like, what year we're in. There are some scenes where she goes out into the streets and she's, of course, the entire time still singing into the camera, but there's, like, still more versions of her in the back, and there's, like, traffic going on outside. I love that the cars aren't, like, the cars in this video are 2000s cars. They're not, like, it's not your mom's, I don't know, Subaru. Like, these are old cars, and I think that it really adds to the time period and, like, the monotony of what she was going for. When it gets to the bridge, there's this part where she's, like, doing, like, the he loves me, he loves me not. She's, like, pulling off the roses. And there's, towards the end of the video, she goes to a car window and she writes on it in lipstick, call me, and then she puts her phone number on it. But then, like, all of the car windows start exploding. It's just, like, it's a very intense music video. It's very high intensity. Like, the glass is shattering and all that stuff. There are a few glimpses of a guy in the video. And this is something that I've noticed through a lot of her videos, that she never really shows a guy. She has an actor, but, like, his face will be blurred, and he's just blurred in the back the entire time. And I think it's interesting. I like the concept of that because it's just, like, guys will come and go. Men will come and go. I'm here to stay. She's the moment. She's the picture. She's the one that we're looking at. I love that for her. I think it's fun. I think it's... I say that a lot. I say that so much. I was describing this guy's short story earlier in class, and I was like, I think it's fun. Like, what does fun mean? Someone asked me how I felt earlier, and I said, fine. I'm fine. And then they asked me on Monday, It was like a thing in my theater class. I'm taking a theater class. No, I'm not a theater kid. But actually, maybe just a little bit. I don't do theater, though. I'm taking a theater class, and it's like a thing to ask us how we're feeling at the start of the day. And she's like, use one word to describe how you feel. And I was like, good. And everybody was like, exuberant, excited, ecstatic, enlightened, bright, brilliant. I'm so excited for today. And I'm like, I feel all right. Like, I'm not even gonna hold you. It's 10 o'clock. Let's just get the show on the road so I can get to the dining hall and go get my hash browns. Like, I have an agenda. I came here to do one thing, and it was to dance and to sing, and then I'm gonna dip. Like, yeah, that's. I should expand my vocabulary, is the whole point of me saying all of that. I like this music video. It's not my favorite video by her, though. I thought that it would be more interesting. And I remember seeing the ads for this video and commercials. Like, when did this come out? 2 years ago? Around 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And it was like, get the new iPhone 15 Pro. Watch Olivia Rodrigo's new music video for Get Him Back. And yeah. Anything else that I want to say about this song, or anything else that I want to say about Olivia Rodrigo in general? I mean, I talked about this last time, but I was just saying how, like, I think we need a new moment. We need a new person, or the same person, whoever. I don't know. It could be your mom. Like, I don't care. Someone to come out with a new song, a new album. I want a sad album. I want to be in my feelings this summer, because when we're in our feelings is when we fall in love. That's the theory that I have. And I think that everybody needs to be in their feelings all at the same time. She's a great songwriter. I love the way that she puts her words together. She's a great lyricist. And she's just a poet altogether. Like, songwriters most of the time are poets. Poets are songwriters. Like, so if you can't sing, you can write. If you can't write, you can sing, usually. That's not true, but quote me. Quote me anyways so I can make a buck or two and pay for this grad school. The main thing about the Bane, I clearly have allergies. Like, if you can't hear it in my nose, it's like there. The main thing about Olivia Rodrigo is just how relatable she is. I wasn't so attached to her second album because it was so high energy. There were a few songs that I liked, but her first album really did it for me. I really loved the first album, and maybe it was just because I was really going through something when I was listening to that album, but I thought that it really spoke to me. I love Driver's License. It was very emotional to me. It appealed to me in that moment. And I really liked Get Him Back for a while. I remember listening to that for a long time. The high energy of it is something that I think a lot of people can understand. And, like, it comes on the radio. Oh, another idea that I had, another thing that I thought about Olivia Rodrigo is I like that she doesn't just, like, bleep out the clean versions of her song. Like, artists, when they have clean versions and they have explicit versions, they'll, like, say something stupid in the clean version. And it's like, why did you do that when you could have... Like, I think Sabrina Carpenter is a great example of somebody who doesn't know how to make a clean version. Like, her clean versions, they're choppy. I think there is an art to making a clean version of a song and making it flow and, like, rewriting it in a way that other people can listen to it. And I think Olivia Rodrigo does an excellent job of that. She has radio versions and she has explicit versions. And they're both very, very tasteful. I respect her for that because she knows her audiences and she knows that she came out of being a Disney star and, like, she has children who are probably listening to her music. I mean, I'm not one of those people who's like, Sabrina Carpenter should put on more clothes. Like, shut up. You clearly have a bone to pick with women. Like, just say you're a misogynist. But, like, I like the fact that Olivia Rodrigo, she knows that, like, she knows who her audience is and she has a reason to not be very explicit all the time. Make clean versions of your songs, honestly. That's how I'm feeling. Like, I have family who can't listen to some of the music that I listen to because of, like, religious constraints, and that is what that is, and I'm not, you know, like, but we still want to listen to the music sometimes, and I want a clean version of the song. Like, there was a song that I really wanted to play at the end of this, but I couldn't play it because it only has an explicit version. So I love when songs have clean versions. Make clean versions of your songs. Oh, so not Sabrina, Bridget Medler just popped up on here. I love Bridget Medler. Should I end with Bridget Medler? I don't know if I've said this on here. I'm pretty sure I have. But, like, let's Hurricane is lyrical. Is lyric? is gold. I don't, whatever. Hurricane is gold. I promise I'm gonna leave. I'm about to leave. Hurricane is, it's so good. Have you listened to the lyrics in Hurricane? It's the part where she goes, I'm boarding up the windows, locking up my heart. It's like every time the wind blows, I feel it tearing us apart. No, no, no. And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. Every time he smiles, I let him in again. Everything is fine when you're standing in the eye of the hurricane. Do you understand what she's saying? When you're in the eye, when you're in the quiet, everything is fine. But you have to get to the other side. People don't get that. The eye is the middle. You're in the middle, so you think it's okay. There's more to come, girl. He picks me up like he's got the way of the hurricane. And I think I'm fine. Like I'm in the eye of the hurricane. Guys, she's cooking. I should really end with that song, but I'm not. Isn't that interesting? I'm gonna rope you in. I'm gonna drag you in and think that you're gonna listen to something, and then I'm not gonna play it at all. This is The Club Rock by Benny Belson. Have a great rest of your week. I hope I left you guys on a good note. This is a really great song.